A Slice of Life in the CLC. Snapshots of congregations from around the Church of the Lutheran Confession. This month, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Ponceford, Minnesota. Ponceford is an unincorporated community in Becker County, Minnesota. Population in 2016 is 801. Out in the northwest lake country of Minnesota, a summer tourist might well be charmed by the sight of a white-framed church set in a park-like grove. It is like so many that were built in early times for rural Christians, those without fast cars to take them to consolidated town churches. But this one at Ponceford was built for reasons of confession rather than convenience. In his early anniversary history, Congregation Chairman Lloyd Tretbar tells of the beginnings of St. Paul Church. Quote, "Prior to 1950, the Congregation of St. Paul's Lutheran was a part of the Congregation of Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Ponceford, Minnesota. At that time, Mount Calvary was affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. In the early 1950s, considerable study was devoted to the doctrinal errors increasingly pervading the LCMS. In particular, its departure from the scriptural basis for church fellowship and its adoption of the Common Confession in 1950. Our pastor at the time was Francis Schupman. After a thorough study, the congregation voted to sever its fellowship with the LCMS and to join the Orthodox Lutheran Conference. After a court struggle in 1953 and 54, the Minnesota State Supreme Court awarded the church property to the Missouri Synod." End quote. One blow followed another, as test followed test. After discovering that the courts would not uphold the right of a congregation to determine its affairs according to its convictions, the congregation also lost its pastor. Pastor Francis Schupman was taken from their midst by accidental drowning in 1954. While he was picnicking with the Sunday school. After more court battles, the congregation, then served by Pastor Arthur Schupman, left its property at Ponceford and began holding services at the Lloyd Tretbar farm. The formal organization of St. Paul's Lutheran Church took place early in 1955. A church building was to be constructed on a site offered by a Mr. Norman Zausch. For almost a year, members cut lumber to help pay for the building materials. On January 23, 1957, the building was dedicated to the glory of God. In 1957, St. Paul's Lutheran joined the Orthodox Lutheran Conference, an association of congregations which had withdrawn from the LCMS for doctrinal reasons. This affiliation continued for 4 years. When Pastor Arthur Schupman was released to accept another call in 1961, the church joined Mount Olive Congregation in nearby Detroit Lakes in calling Pastor Gerhard Becker of Joyce, Iowa. He was installed as pastor on September 17, 1961. He served until 1972, when he asked to be released from his call to enter secular employment as Ponceford postmaster. By then, an independent congregation, the Ponceford Group, along with the Detroit Lakes Sister Church, extended calls without success for almost a year. Then, Pastor Clarence Hansen came from Millston, Wisconsin, to assume the pastorate. In 1975, the parish took formal membership in the Church of the Lutheran Confession. When Pastor Hansen retired from the public ministry, God filled his place with a graduate from Emmanuel Lutheran Seminary. Pastor Mark Weiss served the congregation from 1970 to 1980. God continued to bless St. Paul's with faithful pastors. Pastor Glenn Oster served the congregation from 1981 to 1984. St. Paul's was Pastor Vernon Greaves' last parish before retirement. He served from 1984 to 1988. Quote, genuine care and concern for the other's person interest, end quote. That is the definition of the Greek word love. The same love which God showed us by giving, quote, his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. In the fall of 1991, to the glory of God, the members of St. Paul's and Mount Olive Lutheran Churches in Ponsford and Detroit Lakes reflected that same, quote, genuine care and concern for the other person's best interest, end quote, by providing a new parsonage for their called servant of the word. Years earlier, a one-acre wooded property had been purchased and a well drilled for Pastor Hansen's mobile home. Later, a spacious garage was added. Following that was the addition of half a basement under the mobile home, which provided the pastor's office and storage space, as well as a safe area for a wood-burning stove. But the things of this world don't last, and the mobile home was no exception. A joint meeting of St. Paul's, Ponsford, and Mount Olive, Detroit Lakes, congregations was held in June of 1991. At that meeting, it was decided to replace the mobile home with a one-piece pre-built home from a local lumberyard. Hearts motivated by the gospel were set in motion to come up with the funds for this need. What wasn't given outright was provided by low-interest loans from members to meet the final costs. And on September 11th, a house mover delivered the pre-built house to the property. The arrival of that blessed gift from our God was videotaped by Pastor David Nauman, who served the congregation from 1988 until 1993. The congregation continued to devote itself to the preaching of the Word of God. In 1993, after Pastor Nauman accepted a call to another parish, a call was issued by St. Paul's and Mount Olive to Pastor Theodore Bartles. He served the congregation until 2003. God then called Pastor Bartles to Austin, Minnesota, and Pastor John M. Johannes, who was serving Prince of Peace of Hecla, South Dakota, accepted the call to St. Paul's. He is the current pastor. Located on the prairie of northwestern Minnesota, St. Paul's remains founded in the solid rock of God's Word and the preaching of it in spirit and truth. While the founding members are dwindling and passing into the eternal joy of heaven, the next generation continues on with a confident hope that is built on the blood and righteousness of Christ. Numbers have gone down over the years, but the zeal for God's word remains strong. We thank the Lord for the many years of his guidance and blessings, and pray for his continued providence. Our author is John Johannes, pastor of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Ponsford, Minnesota, and Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota.